Stand at nearly any street corner in Tucson and you may spot some monster-sized holes in the pavement, or you could see some unexplainable bumps or crevices that can cause damage to your car. Here's Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild.
They're pretty bad. We did a study early in the year. I asked for it when I first came into office, just about the condition of the roads, and I think everybody was surprised to learn 55% of our roads are in failed or near failing condition. So we need to get on it.
Rothschild supports a bond issue that Tucson voters will see on the ballot next month. It asks city voters to approve $100 million in bonds to upgrade roads and pay for ongoing maintenance. The general obligation bond would be funded by a property tax increase in Tucson of $18 per $100,000 in assessed valuation. Rothschild says that would create a pool of $100 million for road projects, covering roughly a third of the bad roads in the city, with the bonds to be paid back over 20 years.
That money will be spent for a dedicated set of roads that have been decided that there's going to be a citizens advisory committee whose job is going to be make sure that that money is spent on that road, that there's almost no overhead cost to this. In other words, $99 million is going back into the community for the roads, most likely to local contractors. And that's what we need to do, and it's time for this community to invest.
Rothschild says 85% of that work would be done on major streets in Tucson, and neighborhood roads would get the rest of the funding. Supporters of the bond measure say $1 million will be needed to administer the road projects. Tucson City Councilmember Steve Kozacik voted in favor of putting the bond issue before voters, but now he has some reservations about the plan. He says he's concerned voters won't support it now that some city scandals have come to light. In one case, some Tucson transportation workers were accused of using city resources for private construction projects. And in another incident, some Transportation Department employees acknowledged that they viewed pornography on city computers.
This probably is not the best time to be floating a bond that's going to cost us $350,000 to put it on the ballot. I hope it passes, but on the other hand, I hope the U of A beats USC in football, but I wouldn't bet $350,000 on it.
The Pima Association of Taxpayers and other local tax groups oppose the measure. They say it would put the already cash-strapped city of Tucson deeper into debt, and they're worried that a lot of the money will create more government bureaucracy, and they say it leaves open the door for possible misuse of funds. Councilman Kozacik says the economic slump also narrows the odds that the measure will be approved in November.
We're looking at people right now who are, some of them, going through foreclosure. Times are tough.
There have been no public opinion polls conducted on Tucson's road bond issue, known as Prop 409. Mayor Rothschild says if the proposal is defeated at the polls, he expects it'll be reintroduced next election season. I'm Steve Chatley, Arizona Public Media.